Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 15th, 2023. Today is Wednesday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from Deuteronomy. Moses said, "So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. See, just as the Lord my God has charged me, I now teach you statutes and ordinances for you to observe in the land that you are about to enter and occupy. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the people who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people.' But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children." Diligently observing statutes and ordinances might not sound too exciting. In fact, for most folks, the mere thought that there are rules and regulations attached to being a person of faith might seem altogether counterintuitive. Particularly for us who identify as Protestant Christians, we are likely even to resist the notion of doing certain things in particular ways, calling such efforts out as little more than works righteousness. We say things like, "Our salvation isn't based on doing good deeds, but on the grace of God." Further, through the last number of years, as I've spoken to folks who call themselves spiritual but not religious, what I've frequently encountered are people who are perpetually seeking various experiences but are not interested in any kind of structure that might impinge upon their perceived freedom. What is interesting, though, is that even as people in our culture tend to resist anything that smacks of religious scaffolding to give structure to their spiritual lives, there are plenty of people who have adopted the language of habits and routines as they have sought to make adjustments and improvements in their day-to-day experience of living. There are all sorts of habits that are touted as fundamental in the journey towards continuous self-improvement. Things like drink plenty of water, walk 10,000 steps a day, get up early to read and journal, reflect, pray and or meditate, save 10% of your earnings, limit time on social media. The list goes on. You get the point. For the covenant people, the people in Deuteronomy, to diligently observe the statutes and ordinances given to them by God was not about earning God's favor. Rather, such obedience was understood to be a thankful response to the favor already given. The law given through Moses was the sign of God's favor. The Torah, with all of its structure, showed the covenant people the way to live as a witness to their God. The idea was that by keeping the statutes and ordinances, their common life was ordered in such a way that anyone paying attention would know that they belonged to God by the way they lived for God. Their status as holy was intrinsically connected to their day-to-day way of living. Holy habits, if you will. In the Christian tradition, over the course of centuries, various ways of ordering one's life to reflect one's commitment to Jesus have been espoused by one group or another. While the practices may vary, the purpose behind the practices is the same: to give visible witness to one's commitment of faith. Again, most Christians involved in living what's come to be called a rule of life aren't attempting to curry God's favor through doing this or not doing that. Rather, keeping a rule is mostly about finding practical ways to live one's life from a stance of thankfulness and praise. Recently, I was rereading the Rule of St. Benedict, which was written toward the end of the 5th century Common Era, and still guides the communal lives of monks and nuns throughout the world. In addition to setting the schedule for worship and how communities of Benedictines are to be ordered and maintained, the rule also has plenty of holy habits sprinkled here and there throughout the text. Here are a few I rediscovered recently. Your way of acting should be different from the world's way. The love of Christ must come before all else. Place your hope in God alone. Day by day, remind yourself that you are going to die. Prefer moderation in speech. There are times when good words are to be left unsaid out of esteem for silence. Do not aspire to be called holy before you really are, but first be holy, that you may truly be called so. I don't know about you, but I am in constant need of being reminded that living the Christian life isn't just for worship on Sunday morning. Living a life devoted to God is a 24/7 enterprise. Certainly, we can forget to practice our faith. Certainly, we are sometimes slack in keeping the practices we know will lead us into deeper relationship with God and more peaceable relationships with our fellow human beings. But to continue to find ways in which we apply ourselves to diligently practice our faith is to rediscover the gift of God's grace in our daily lives. Living towards God's best for us is where true holiness begins. And there's no better time than today to begin, or begin again. Let us pray. Give ear to our prayers, O Lord, and direct the way of your servants in safety under your protection, that amid all the changes of our earthly pilgrimage, we may be guarded by your mighty aid, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.